the Carolinas Poison Center. Please listen to the following six options. Our menu has changed to provide H1N1 new medicine and vaccine information. Para Español, oprima el número 9. If you are calling about a poisoning or possible poisoning, press 1. If you are a healthcare provider, press 2. For H1N1 flu information, press 3. If you are a physician calling to report a pesticide exposure,
Carolina's Poison Center.
Hello. This is Thomas Coyer, and I'm calling from the HealthWise report, and this isn't actually about a poisoning. I just need to ask you a couple of questions that is part of a research project. Would you mind answering?
What kind of research project?
It's about iodine and its toxicity.
Okay. If you give me your name and number, I can have medical... education department call you back on today or Friday on Monday.
Well, it's really easy. All I need to do is verify that iodine is a toxic substance that should not be consumed orally.
What type of iodine?
The type that you might buy in a pharmacy or perhaps Lugol's iodine.
Okay, Lugol's, no, it should not.
Okay, and how about the stuff that you would find in a common pharmacy?
Hello?
I'm still here. Just hold just a second. I've got a bottle of iodine here.
And did someone take this iodine?
I do know someone who is taking this. And also giving it to her children as well. So that's why I'm trying to verify this information, because I believe it's irresponsible. I have a bottle of CVS iodine, the kind you would buy at a CVS pharmacy. It's called iodine tincture USP, and it says it's as a first aid antiseptic.
Okay, now that is topical. No, you would not take that orally.
Uh-huh. Okay, where would you find an oral iodine that's safe? As far as I know, from my research, it's when you take it orally, it needs to be iodide, not iodine.
I don't know where to buy these products from.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you for your help, I guess.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.